This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Thank you, Ray Cassis. And you are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time, live in the studio here on this Thursday morning. Had a program recorded and used a new gadget to record a program from actually my office in church. And I didn't like the sound quality, so we scrapped it, and we're live in the studio this morning. At least if you're tuned in right now at a minute and a half after 7 on this Thursday morning, you have tuned in to WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. If you've tuned in on 1510 WWBC and the FM stations associated with that, it's 1145, and maybe you're looking for some place to eat. Maybe it's 8:45 in the evening. God bless my friends at 8:45 at night. We've been on the longest at that time for some 15 years at 8:45 in the evening. I thank you for taking the time to tune in to where God is broadcasting. You want to hear a word from Him, and indeed, you're going to hear one today, because I know the secret, and I share it with you, and that is God is always broadcasting. He's got a lot to say when you tune your knobs into where He's speaking, and that is through the Word of God. And that's what we're going to do here today. In just 1 minute, we're going to continue in our study here of 2 Thessalonians. I do invite all of you out to Island Community Church this weekend. If you're in search of a church home, if you're new to the area and you're looking for a good church to visit, I invite you to come out to our church. I'm the pastor of it. It's Island Community. It's located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet at 10:30. We're in the book of Matthew. We're in chapter 2. We're going to look at these mysterious men called Magi. New King James and King James says, wise men appeared following a star. We're going to look this week and see how these wise men knew that it was time. There's actually an answer to that. It's more than just the star. These guys have been waiting and watching and waiting for this time. Why? We're going to find that out this weekend, and you'll hear the podcast here next week as well. Verse-by-verse study in Matthew is what's going on at our church. Here on WGOD Radio, we're in the book of 2 Thessalonians, where Paul is refuting, well, he's setting the record straight. In the First Thessalonians chapter 4, remember we've looked at this week. He was telling them about what's known here in America as the rapture, though that word's not in the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 4:15, Paul says that, he says, this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. All right, right there it tells you when this is going to happen. Don't believe the people on the radio or TV that say we don't know. Oh, no one knows the day or the hour. Of course not. You all know me better than that. I'm not suggesting that. But you know when this is going to happen. He tells you right here. The dead in Christ will rise first. Question, do we know when the dead in Christ are going to rise? Answer, you bet. Read in red letters in your Bible, John 6:39, 40, 44, and 54. Even Martha in John chapter 11. If you don't know when the dead in Christ are going to rise, ask her. She'll tell you. I know my brother's going to rise again, she said, in the resurrection on the last day. She must have sat in on what Jesus said when he taught, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him, and I'll raise him up on the last day." We know when the dead in Christ are going to rise. Resurrection day, on the last day, because Jesus says so. I'm not going to go with what someone tells me on television on Saturday night. I'm going with my Bible. And Jesus said that resurrection day and the dead in Christ are going to rise on the last day. Now, how long a day is, that's a whole nother thing. Or when, I'm just going with what the Word of God says, and that is the last day. And then the next word we see here is then. He's going in order. First, the dead in Christ are going to rise. Then we who are alive, notice he thought he was going to be a part of this. He didn't know everything. He thought the Lord was coming back in his lifetime, and he was wrong. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we will always be with the Lord. That word caught up, the word harpazo in Greek, in Latin, rapturi. That's where this idea of rapture comes from, that the Lord's coming back. He said, "I'm coming back again to receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." John 14:3. We know he's coming back again. We know it's a distinction from when he comes back and splits the Mount of Olives and comes back at the end of the age. So now these guys, someone had corrupted that teaching, same as they do today. Funny, that's the one thing that's corrupted about more than anything. It's the second coming of the Lord Jesus. So he's going to set the record straight now because someone had corrupted what he taught. That's why he wrote 2 Thessalonians, written in around 51 AD, one of the earliest New Testament letters other than James and 1 and 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verse 1. "Now, brother, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus and our gathering together." There's the subject matter, the return of Christ and this gathering together. It's the word synagogue with the word epi attached on it here to the front, epi synagoge, the gathering together. "Now, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus and our gathering together, we ask you not to be shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive." All right, here comes the truth. The false letter had said maybe it was a word spoken in Paul's name. Maybe it was a forged letter, but someone was corrupting these guys, telling them perhaps that they missed the rapture. Something to corrupt what he had written, which I just read to you. Now he's going to set the record straight. Verse 3, he says, "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day," that is the day of Christ, "that day will not come unless." And now he gives us two things, which actually is three, that have to happen. You know, I hear it asked on radio and on television. I hear the question, could the rapture come today? Or is there anything left in prophecy that has to happen before the rapture? Now, let's let the Apostle Paul answer that question, not me. And it's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. "Let no one deceive you." That's anyone on television, anyone on the radio, anyone in any systematic theology book, or any pastor or teacher. "Let no one deceive you, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition." All right, there's two things there. The falling away, let's let Scripture interpret Scripture. The falling away, if you flip back a couple pages to 1 Timothy 4:1, the Bible says, the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, many will fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. The falling away is the falling away from the faith. It's all those lukewarm believers out here, people that have never had their faith tested, people that have never been forced to bow down before the golden statue, that are going to have to make a decision and a choice. You've got to have the mindset the Lord Jesus instructs us to have in John 12:25. "He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life will keep it unto life eternal." How are you doing on that? probably better than me, a work in progress. He who loves his life will lose it. Everyone's going to have their faith. See, the time is coming where there's going to be a mother of all fallen aways in this world. And this is why God makes your life difficult. Count it all joy when you encounter or fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops hupomone, endurance, strength. King James says patience. All right, that's the first thing. I'm running out of time. What has to happen first before this rapture that people talk about on television? Number one, the falling away from the faith has to happen first. Has it happened? In some ways, yes. When you can get locked up and put in jail or lose everything that you own because you believe marriage is between a man and a woman, when this government will allow you to lose everything for standing with God, then this country has fallen away from the faith. That's it. Simple as that. When you don't follow God anymore, you've fallen away from the faith. There's many examples we could look at. Aborting babies after they've been born, that's a whole nother. This country's fallen away from the faith. However, I still believe people's faith are going to be tested in an awesome way coming up at some time or another. Daniel chapter 3 is going to, history's going to repeat itself. There's nothing new under the sun. There's going to be another time. You can read that in Revelation chapter 13, where everyone's going to have to worship this image. You read all about it. Second thing is, the man of sin is revealed. Has that happened yet? I don't think so. The word apocalypto means unveiling or uncovering. That's the second thing. Who opposes and exalts himself, this is the man of sin. Verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. All right, we've uncovered a third thing now that has to happen prior to the rapture. There's got to be a temple. The man of sin sits as God in the temple of God. The Lord Jesus confirmed that. Matthew 24, 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. But get this. He sits as God, showing himself that he is God. What does that mean? That means people are going to believe he is whom he says that he is. We read in verse 9, the coming of the lawless ones according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, that's refusing love, for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie, so that they all might be damned who did not believe the truth, but delighted in unrighteousness. What is the lie, you ask? Three words. Antichrist is God. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no...
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.